Gove, the Education Secretary, for using Mr. Men characters as part of his teaching method. He's hitting back by calling the Secretary of State for Education Missed the Point. Get it? He's Russell Tarr. He's a full-time history teacher for 16 years, and he joins us now. Good evening.
Good evening.
So the allegation leveled at you is that you're dumbing down. That's what the Education Secretary says, explaining the horror of Hitler's reign through Mr. Men characters. Is that what you're doing?
Not at all, no. I mean, it's a complete misrepresentation of the facts. He's taken a lesson completely out of context. I can't say he could have done it accidentally, because the website that he used and quoted from makes it absolutely clear the context in which that lesson should take place. So to explain more clearly, it's at the end of a very long six-week unit, at the end of which the students have produced a 1,000-word essay. They'll be formally examined on it at the end of the GCSE examination. So they have a great deal of in-depth knowledge of the type which Mr. Gove purports to want to support. And then at the end of that process, they produce a revision book in the style of Mr. Men book, which is going to be presented to primary students over the road in our local school. And the whole idea is it challenges them to take a rather in-depth body of knowledge and simplify it through metaphor and analogy, which are all sorts of modern techniques that are used to help students to revise effectively. And it also gives the primary students themselves a very effective way of learning about a very important period of history.
So it's a pretty thorough way of testing their knowledge.
Absolutely. It's a recap and it's a revision exercise. But the way Mr. Gove presented it was that I used that as the method of teaching the topic of Nazi Germany, which is a complete misrepresentation. And in addition, it's not about Nazi Germany anyway. It's about the rise of Hitler, which is a big difference. If you look at the rise of Hitler, you're really looking at the failure of democracy in Germany in the interwar period. And that story ends with Hitler becoming chancellor. We don't cover Nazi Germany itself with all of those horrors of the concentration camps, the genocide, World War II, through Mr. Men books. I mean, I'd agree that would be absolutely tasteless and stupid.
So he's just taken a headline and he hasn't really looked at the detail of what you're doing, is what you're saying.
Well, he hasn't looked at the detail whatsoever, but that doesn't surprise me based on the sorts of tweets and things I've been reading in the newspapers today about how he's using Premier Inn surveys of school children as his evidence of lack of historical understanding by young people today. I mean, for a man who claims that it's very important to have high academic rigorous standards and the importance of reading in depth and making notes in depth and doing your homework effectively, I find it rather ironic that in that particular speech he doesn't practice what he preaches.
I love this quote. I was reading your blog earlier today from Aaron Stebbings, who said, "I imagine Michael Gove would have a go at George Orwell for using farmyard animals to explain the rise of the Soviet Union."
Yeah, I thought that was another good analogy myself. And the idea that Mr. Men are somehow one-dimensional and simplistic, well, it's what you make of them. It's like any teaching strategy that any teacher uses. You bring the best out of your students in a way that you're comfortable with and that they're going to enjoy and they're going to get a great deal from. And that's the end result. It's not for everybody, that technique. For me and for my students, it works. For other people, it may not. But the whole point is different teachers have different strategies and different students have different learning styles. And that's the point which Mr. Gove seems to overlook continually in his ongoing quest just for more and more knowledge and rote learning.
Your message at the bottom of Mr. Gove's homework then, I guess, would be could do better.
Yes, very much so, I think.
Mm. Lovely to talk to you. Thanks for clearing that up for us. Russell Tarr there, that history teacher, criticised by the Education Secretary Michael Gove.